I go to the box. I feel shame.
You feel shame.
Well, we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it's that time on a Tuesday where
we're speaking of feeling shame.
Breaking out the acronyms. WTH, SMH, it goes on. Heck, the title of the segment is WAYD. We wonder if those in the sports spotlight are aware of, you know, things like the red light of the camera, or if everything they say, do, post, or tweet is there for all to see. It's called What Are You Doing? And Alex will lead off.
I'm going to start. To Mexican soccer fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Mexican soccer fans at the World Cup, I should say. Mexico's soccer team got a big win over Germany in their opener the other day. Shocked the world, made a nation so happy it literally registered on the Richter scale. Unfortunately, it's their fans at the center of the issue. When Germany's keeper Manuel Neuer, thank you, prepared to take a goal kick in the 24th minute, Mexico's fans chanted what is essentially the F word, the anti-gay slur version of him, or of at him. This is actually a tradition with Mexico soccer fans to do when goalkeepers are about to kick. The entire Mexican fans section will chant the word, which I obviously won't say here. During World Cup qualifiers, they were actually fined for using the chant. Mexico's Soccer Federation asked them to not use the chant. There has been educational campaigns trying to convince them that it's offensive and to not use the chant, but they did it anyways. So in 2018, we had hundreds of fans chanting a derogatory homosexual term during a soccer match watched by the entire world. Be better, as we ask.
What are you doing?
But of course, a fearless leader in Russia insists there are no gay people there, so how could anybody be offended?
Yeah, I'm going to get to those guys.
My leadoff genius is former NBA player J.J. Hickson, who we ask.
What are you doing?
And I get he hasn't been convicted. It don't look good. He's being charged with armed robbery, being held without bail in a place called the Coweta County Jail in Georgia. Authorities claim he stole $100,000 during what's being termed a violent home invasion. It happened last Friday, according to the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. He allegedly broke in and broke the nose of a 17-year-old. Yeah, the obvious follow-up, what's a 17-year-old doing with that kind of cabbage? And how did Hickson know it was there? But either way, the guy who played for NC State, spent a year and a half with the Blazers, big trouble. Big trouble. According to basketballreference.com, he earned more than $27 million in salary over a 9-year playing career that only ended with the Wizards in 2016. J.J. Hickson, power forward inmate, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Tamara Pletnyova, I ask.
What are you doing?
Probably hit the button for that. He is a Russian senior lawmaker, and he was being interviewed on a radio station and was asked about the so-called Children of the Olympics, which refers to the Moscow Games when contraception wasn't widely available in the country. His response to the question was to say that Russian women need to avoid having sex with non-white foreign men during the World Cup because they could become single mothers with mixed-race children. Seriously, a grown-up said that in 2018 in front of other people. He went on to add that even when Russian mothers marry foreigners, it often ends badly because Russian women are often stranded abroad or in Russia and can't get their kids back. Like, he literally made that up and said that. He said, "We must give birth to our children. These mixed-race kids suffer and have suffered since Soviet times." Yeah, they suffer because you're a racist scumbag. It's just baffling that people like this are put in positions of power nowadays. Although, looking at some of our current situations, maybe it shouldn't be, as I ask.
What are you doing?
That is crazy.
Next up, Lefty. Phil Mickelson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
By now, you've probably seen or heard about his reaction to a horrible putt on the 13th hole during Saturday's U.S. Open. Ball's rolling well past the cup, and of all the times in the world, we get to see Phil run. While the ball is rolling, he hits it back towards the hole, eventually holes out, takes a two-stroke penalty, a 10 on the hole, and yeah, the hole, it's a disgrace, and all the follow-up commentary. A little over the top for some, but understand this. While golf is snooty, it relies on etiquette, and this was a blatant violation, especially for a PGA Tour player. It's a sport where players call penalties on themselves. In match play like the Ryder Cup, they give guys putts that they might not make. There is an honor out there in a 47-year-old vet who saved maybe Tiger as the most recognizable active golfer on the planet. It was wrong. He tried to spin it, but lipped out, as we ask.
What are you doing?
A running Phil Mickelson is like seeing Sasquatch, you know? like, wait a minute.
A running golfer in general.
Real. It's real. To Dan Snyder, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's been a while. This is absolutely fantastic. The owner of the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C. had claimed previously that there were 200,000 people on a waiting list for season tickets to watch his failure of a team. And guess what? This week, the Washington Post is reporting that there is no longer a waiting list. And that's not all. Apparently, the team has been boasting the waiting list for a long time. After every game, even if it clearly was only two-thirds full, the team would announce in the stadium that the game was sold out, adding to a sellout streak that they said existed since 1966. Basically, their philosophy was that if people think it's about to fill up, then they'll race to get tickets and think the team is more valuable to watch than it actually is. And now we learn the truth, which is that the team hasn't sold out a game since they moved to FedEx Field in 1996. And now the completely made-up season ticket sales waiting list is no more. Sad and Pathetic thinks that is sad and pathetic, Dan, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the players and commentators whining about conditions at Shinnecock Hills, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we've been down this road before. Pinehurst 05 with the complaints about turtle shell greens. The year Mickelson hit the ill-advised driver on the 72nd hole at Winged Foot when Ogilvy won at +5. Sometimes the USGA goes a step too far in trying to make their open courses difficult for the best players on the planet, who, by the way, week in, week out, blast their way through, over, and around any obstacle the course designers create. As mentioned this week, -8. That's the second highest winning score this year after Brooks Koepka's repeat came +1. And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't all the players playing the exact same course under the exact same conditions? And we're talking country club golf, caddies adoring galleries. Though the New York crowd on the island this past week, particularly obnoxious, even for New Yorkers. But at the end of the day, cry me a river. The course kicked your ass. Boo freaking who, as we ask.
What are you doing?